This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
8:47, 13 till 9, quickly to Seth Knutson, President and CEO of the Downtown Development District. How you doing, Seth?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. It's interesting because you pronounce your name Knutson, and I always wondered if it was Knut Rockne or Newt Rockne.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it depends on what part of the country your family is from.
Of the United States or Norway?
Both.
Okay. Tell me what's going on at the DDD and how things are going your first few months on the job and what's happening in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah, so look, the Downtown Development District is here to provide, you know, three kind of core services. We're here to create a cleaner, safer, and stronger downtown. I think the good news is on all of those fronts, there's really been a lot of progress, and particularly as we approach the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina here, and we're looking back on really the evolution, but maybe a reinvention of downtown that we've kind of been forced into due to many events beyond our control that, you know, started with Katrina, but of course there's been a lot of other challenges, both national and local, from the recession, BP oil spill, and all of the other events that have happened since then. And downtown's really different than it was 20 years ago, and it's not an inherently bad thing. It's just continued evolution. If you think back to when the DDD was founded in 1975, that was, you know, when the Superdome was coming online. And, you know, there's been a lot of change over the last 50 years, certainly in DDD's existence. And the last 20 years really represent a good chunk of that change. You know, some of the things that we see is that, you know, downtown's a much more residential neighborhood than it once was. The residential population downtown has more than doubled in the last 20 years, and the number of residential units has tripled. Hospitality has continued to grow down here. We have 50% more hotels and about 20-25% more rooms. And, you know, these are trends that really started in earnest in the early years after Katrina. And a lot of the questions that downtowns across the country are facing now in sort of the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic are things that we were forced to kind of confront and look at just 15 years earlier. So in some ways, I would say we've got a head start on the rest of the country, as we often do in confronting 21st century challenges.
I've talked to Sandra Herman a couple of times about Canal Street. How important is Canal Street to downtown?
Well, Canal Street's very important. I mean, I think it's the, you know, historically, obviously, it's got a really important legacy in the history of the city, and its function has changed over time, as downtown has changed over time. But it remains sort of the, you know, the nexus and the connective tissue, I would say, between the French Quarter and downtown. And just going back to the point about the hotel growth here, you know, we're at 22,000 some odd rooms here in downtown. You know, a very strong majority of the people staying in those held hotel rooms are going to find their way to Canal Street and across into the French Quarter. And then, of course, we have all of the residents of the city and the region and beyond that also want to come to Canal Street for interesting experiences. It's not the shopping street it once was, and certainly when I was a kid, the memories I have of, you know, going to Krauss and Maison Blanche and other places.
Bro, I'm looking at your picture. You've never been to Krauss's, have you or not?
I have.
Really?
I ate red beans on Monday at the Krauss lunch counter with my family.
I'll be doggone. You must have been young.
I was young. My parents brought me down. They were always, you know, interested in the city, and my mom grew up here. My dad was from the Midwest, which you might have been able to tell from my last name, but I was born and raised here, and I do have some memories. I even have a socket wrench set from McCrory's that I bought.
No kidding.
Some allowance money. Yeah.
I remember back in the day, and I was a very young guy, like a baby, but Canal Street, and I've had this discussion with Sandra Herman, was a lot like Times Square because they had that big, I think it was a Canadian Club sign or something like that.
Yeah, sure, near the Sanger.
Mm-hmm. So what is your vision, ideally? Because, again, you know, you can't – I don't know how you get people to want – somebody's got to go first, right? And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You are head of the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority. Part of that was after Katrina. Somebody's got to go first, and then once people, you get the first one, then it builds. I presume that would be the same when it comes to the redevelopment of Canal Street? You got to get that first one?
I think that's right. I mean, and Sandra and I have had many conversations.
That lady
here
is a force. You know that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. A force for good, and for Canal Street in particular. We've had several conversations in my first few months here. And I think the key is not just identifying where we would like the projects to happen, but identifying sort of the property owners who are interested in really being partners with both the Celebrate Canal effort as well as other public sector partners. Because the real estate market right now, for a lot of these projects, they are very complex, expensive, and the market right now may not support a straight-up market rate transaction. And so there may have to be some public sector subsidy that's involved to get some of these projects off the ground.
You read my mind, Seth, because we only have a couple of minutes left here. And along the lines of, you know, sometimes people balk at public subsidy or tax credits or whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it. But if somebody's got to go first, sometimes you need to do that to get the ball rolling, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're at a point where, you know, Canal has had even a couple of different iterations since the major department stores closed in the 90s. You know, it wasn't that long ago that there were complaints about, you know, luggage and video shops. Those are gone. Now they've been replaced by something else that maybe is not necessarily valued as widely as we would like. But I think it does represent the opportunity for continued evolution and change going forward.
If you had your way, you and Sandra were to have, you know, just be able to wave a magic wand and transform Canal Street, what would it look like?
Well, I think the key here is going forward, what Canal has to offer in terms of its competitive advantage is a unique urban experience. And so it's a safe place where people want to come and spend time, and they can get experiences that they can't get anywhere else. So it's not necessarily a retail destination anymore. I think online shopping has displaced a lot of opportunity for that, not just in downtowns, but sort of across cities. So one thing you can't sort of reproduce online or sort of in your own home is sort of that authentic urban experience. And exactly what form that takes, I think there's a bunch of different ways it could go. But thinking along the lines of, you know, Sazerac House is a relatively new anchor on Canal Street.
Combination museum retail place, right?
Exactly. And it's a unique experience that can't be replicated elsewhere.
I hope you come back, Seth. We don't have a lot of time here. We're almost done. But I hope you come back. I didn't go to Tulane or MIT or Penn, but I do have some ideas on Canal Street, and I think what you guys are doing are great. And I know we got to go, Tim, I know, but it would seem to me, even though people do shop online, there's something to be said about the hotels and the proximity and tourists that just will buy a little bit extra something or the other. A Shotsky or whatever they call those things.
Yeah, souvenir,
right. Not that, but like a legitimate piece of wardrobe or something else. Thoughts?
Yeah. Well, and to that end, you know, Rubenstein's has had their greatest year ever in 2024, so that's something we can build on.
We got to go because Tim, the board operator, is about to choke me. Thank you, Seth. I hope you come back.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Seth Knudsen, President and CEO of the Downtown Development District, 855, 5 till 9. Relax, Tim. It'll be okay. Traffic now, WWO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.